Okay, so ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely, let's do it.
All right. Today we're going to be talking about something pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, California's new law banning captive audience meetings.
Now that is a hot topic.
It really is. You know, we hear a lot these days about workers' rights, and this law really feels like it's kind of taking things to a whole new level.
Right.
Before we really get into it, though,
Yeah.
let's make sure we're all starting on the same page.
Okay, sounds good.
Have you ever been stuck in a meeting at work where your boss is, going on and on about their political views or maybe trying to like convince everyone to vote a certain way on, say, unionizing?
Oh, yeah, I've heard stories about that.
Yeah, that's basically what a captive audience meeting is. You're there because you kind of have to be, even if the whole thing just makes you feel super uncomfortable.
Makes sense.
And that's why this new law in California is such a game changer.
Yeah, for a lot of people, those kinds of meetings have just felt, well, wrong for decades. You know, like their own personal views didn't even matter.
Right, exactly. Like they had no choice.
Exactly. But now California stepped in and said, no more of that.
All right, so let's break down what this actually means for someone working in California.
Okay.
What does the law actually say employers can't do anymore?
Well, the law is all about putting a stop to those pressure tactics that often go on in these captive audience meetings.
Okay.
To put it simply, employers in California cannot force their employees to sit through meetings where they talk about things like their political views or their religious beliefs. And the big one, their right to organize and form a union.
That's a pretty wide range of topics.
Yeah.
I can see how this could cause some friction, though. Wouldn't some employers say they have the right to, share their views with their employees?
Of course, and that's what makes this such a complex issue.
Right.
This law doesn't mean employers can't talk about any of these things, ever.
Okay, so there are exceptions.
Yeah, definitely. For instance, if an employee willingly joins a conversation, or if the topic is directly tied to their job, those situations are still allowed.
So it's about protecting the employee's right to choose.
Absolutely.
It's about making sure they don't feel like they'll be punished for not participating, right?
Exactly.
That makes sense. You know, thinking back, how have labor laws traditionally dealt with this kind of power dynamic in the workplace?
Well, this is where things get interesting. Traditionally, you see, labor laws have mostly focused on like collective bargaining.
So that's when employees, usually through a union, negotiate their contracts.
Precisely. And of course, making sure that workplaces are safe.
Right.
But this new California law, it's tackling something more, well, subtle.
More nuanced.
Exactly. It's addressing that unspoken pressure that can exist in these captive audience meetings.
Wow, it sounds like California is really trying to shake things up.
They are.
So what happens to businesses that don't follow this new law? Are there consequences?
Oh, yeah, the penalties can be pretty hefty. They could face some big fines and legal battles.
Oof, yeah, that's serious.
But even beyond that, not complying could really hurt employee morale.
Right, that makes sense.
It's all about trust, and if companies don't take this seriously, that trust can erode pretty quickly.
So California companies need to be really careful.
They do. They need to make sure they understand the law, and importantly, that their own internal policies are following the rules.
So it's not just about avoiding fines, it's about creating a respectful environment.
Precisely.
Okay, so how do you see this actually playing out in workplaces? Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine you work for a company that has, let's say, a really strong stance on a political issue, but you don't agree with that stance.
Right.
In the past, you might have felt obligated to attend meetings and listen to your employer's views, even if it made you super uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, this law gives you the power to say, no, I don't want to be a part of that.
And they can't punish you for it.
Exactly.
Wow. This brings up a really interesting question, though, doesn't it? Where do we draw the line between an employer's freedom of speech and an employee's right to not feel pressured?
You hit the nail on the head. This law is sparking a much larger conversation. It goes straight to the heart of this ongoing debate about free speech, especially within the workplace.
Right.
Some argue that employers should be able to voice their opinions, particularly when it's about the company culture or major decisions.
I can see that.
But others say that employees shouldn't have to feel forced or pressured about things that have nothing to do with their jobs.
It's a really tough one. No easy answers.
No, not at all.
It will be fascinating to see how this unfolds,
Absolutely.
how the courts interpret this law, and how it changes things for people in California workplaces.
Agreed.
It feels like California might be setting a precedent here, don't you think?
It's definitely possible. Other states are watching closely to see what happens in California. And depending on how it goes, they might decide to try something similar.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It is. This could really change the relationship between employers and employees across the entire country.
Okay, so let's quickly recap what we've talked about today.
Sure.
California has a new law that says employers can't force employees to go to meetings that are about things like politics, religion, or unions.
Right.
And companies that don't follow this law, well, they could be in big trouble.
Definitely.
Now, here's the question for you listening at home. What are your thoughts on this new law?
Yeah, what do you think?
Do you think it's a good thing? Does it find that right balance?
Protecting employees without preventing open communication.
It's a big question to think about.
Oh.
And we're going to keep watching this story closely to see how it all plays out. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.